This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. This is season 5, boo. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Ashley. Some people call me Ash, and I have the pleasure of being the host of this amazingly dope podcast. Y'all, if I told you how much I missed you, you wouldn't believe me. I missed you so much. I don't know if it's because I feel like I know y'all personally and I'm so invested in how your lives are going and what you're out there doing and how you're out there changing the world, changing your lives. And it was so hard not getting back on this microphone and just starting season 5 literally a few weeks after season 4 ended. I missed you so, so, so much. I missed this podcast so much. And today, I feel so good being back on the mic with all of you. It feels like home. Thank you so much for holding me down while I was away. So many of you told me you were listening to old episodes and still sharing the podcast with people you know, sharing about us on Twitter and TikTok and the gram. And I just have an immense amount of gratitude in my heart. I swear I do. I know it seems like we're kicking off the season in our feelings today, but I am in my feelings because I need you to know I do not take your support or listenership for granted. Thank you for allowing me to just step away from this for a few months. Y'all, I'm not even gonna lie. I maybe took 2 weeks off after the last season ended. I got really sick over Christmas. I caught the COVID-sha, celebrated my birthday early January, and then was right back to work. Although I was away from the pod, I was still pushing out videos on the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel. And if you have not subscribed, go subscribe, boo. I'm finding my footing on YouTube, and although it's so different from podcasting, I'm starting to really enjoy it and connect with my subscribers over there. So go to YouTube and subscribe, boo. Also, I've been connected with our members in the Girl Gang. We've been going live. We had a guest speaker come to us already this year. And let me tell you, the members in the Girl Gang are some of the most smartest, most ambitious women that I know. They push me to keep going and keep being great in all that I do. So although I was away from the pod, I was still working these last few months, but really just took some time to think about what I wanted to say in this new season. We've talked about a lot over the last few years, and y'all know I'm never going to be on here talking just to be talking. You know, I want to give you value. I want the things that I say to help you on your different journeys. I want you to feel like you can do anything when you listen to this show. And during my time away, although I was happy to see the show grow and excited that sponsors are now reaching out to sponsor us, which means your girl can eat, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that during that time away, I started to get in my head just a little. I started getting nervous and I started second guessing whether or not I was cut out to still do what I do. Questions started popping up in my mind like, well, what if it all falls apart this year, Ash? What if no one comes back to listen after the break? What if people get tired of you or bored or annoyed? What if no one wants to hear what you have to say anymore? In other words, do you still got it, Ash? here we are, by the grace of God, in our fifth season together, sis, and I still will question myself on whether or not I can still do it. Questioning if I'm making the right decisions, whether I'm saying the right things, still hoping, dreaming, and praying that this thing will work out. Y'all, our minds can be a really powerful thing, right? Like, we can think of all these amazing things, but we can also think of some really awful things. And most of the time, we're at the center of those awful things that we think of. We look at other people and other things, and we automatically view them in a positive way. But when we think of ourselves, our lives, our goals and dreams and ambitions, we automatically think something negative. Our minds can keep us stuck in a place that we really don't need to be. And then we end up sabotaging ourselves, and we overthink ourselves into anxiety and fear and worry, and we end up in this nasty cycle. And ultimately, we never conquer the things that we were meant to conquer. I know some of you may have started this year out thinking, wondering, and questioning where this year will go for you, what this season of your life will look like. You're asking yourselves, will this be the year for me? Will I finally finish my book this year? Will I finally hit that sales goal I set 2 years ago? Will I finally get those clients I've been wanting? Will I finally get focused and finish that project I started? Will I finally move and get my own place this year? Will I finally make that down payment for that house? Will I finally be able to afford taking my kids on that vacation? Right? Will I find happiness this year? Will I find love this year? Will I find purpose? When we last chat, boo, I said that in this new season, it's time for us to start having some audacity about who we are, to have the audacity to go after the things that we want, to have the audacity to use the gifts that we've been given, to have the audacity to believe that wherever you go and whatever you do, a way will be made just for you. But let's be real clear on what audacity means. A willingness to take bold risks, to be bold, to be daring, to do something without fear. When an NFL player plays a game, they don't know what's going to happen during the game, right? Like, they just run the play. They don't know if they're going to win or lose that day, but they get up, lace up, and run the play. When a sports team runs a play, it's just a series of calculated moves done over and over and over again until the game is won. And this is where I want to get you today, sis. We may not be NFL players, but we're all trying to win something this year. But to put some weight on our gifts, to put weight on ourselves, to put weight on our talents means that we've got to be bold enough to make a move. And the moves that we make this year may not be the moves that everyone else is making. Moves that we might have to make alone. Moves that other people may not agree with. Moves that will force us to change and grow into yet another version of ourselves, because those are the moves that will take you to the next level in your life. Those are the moves that will help you finish that book. Those are the moves that will finally start bringing in those clients. Those are the moves that bring you closer to what you're trying to achieve. And those are the moves that take you from glory to glory to glory. As we kick off this new season, sis, my question for you today is, what play do you need to run this year? What move do you need to make? You cannot achieve new levels of success without experiencing new levels of challenge. The bigger the level, the bigger the devil. taking your life up a notch and elevating and growing means those challenges are going to elevate and grow too, boo. And I'm not saying that to deter you or to scare you or induce fear into you, but to remind you of the audacity that you have to be bold enough to face whatever is facing you head on and make your move anyway. We cannot make a move if we're stuck in our heads, right? We can't make a move if we're spending hours of our day scrolling on these apps, getting distracted from the things we actually are supposed to be spending our time doing. We can't make a move if we spend more time consuming more than we're spending time creating. Consuming what other people say, consuming what other people do, consuming what other people think, as opposed to creating the life we want to live, creating the rules we want to live by, creating the spaces, books, products, lifestyles, families, businesses, and legacies that we were destined to create. You hear what I'm saying, boo? We live in a very trendy world. It's always about what's trendy. It's trendy to be that girl. It's trendy to share your personal life in a 15-second video with trendy audio attached. It's trendy to quit your job and become an influencer. It's trendy to work in tech. It's trendy to live in an aesthetically pleasing house with aesthetically pleasing furniture. Am I right? Maybe the moves that you need to make aren't the beautiful, well-curated, aesthetically pleasing moves. Now, I mean this with love. I promise I do. But let's be real, boo. Everybody is doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, trying to yield the same results, whether those results be likes, views, follows, friends, fame, money, attention, sales, whatever that means for you. But the problem with doing what everybody else is doing is you gotta wait to see what everyone else will do. You have to wait to see what they do next so you can make your next move. And I don't know about you, boo, but I can't afford to wait to see what someone else will do. I can't afford to wait to see what everyone else is doing, how they do it, when they do it, so that I can do it too. No. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey. I had to remind myself that this is the time of my life where I'm going to have some audacity about me. This is the season of my life where I stop doubting my abilities, my creativity, my worth, my ideas, doubting whether or not people will like me or what I have to say, doubting whether or not people will watch or listen to my content. No, not this year, sis. And if I can't afford it, neither can you. Publish it, record it, film it, write it, say it, ask for it, email it, do it, run the places, make your move. Every move may not be a winning move, but make the move anyway, and make another one and another one and another one, and keep making your move independent of how everyone else seems to be making theirs. You can't move like everybody else, sis. You weren't supposed to. Having some audacity about you and putting some weight on your gifts and your talents, being bold about who you are, means that you have to set the trend for your life. You set the trend for your business. You set the trend for how you want to show up in your relationships. You set the trend for the type of content that you want to create. You set the trend for how you want to live your life. I had to ask myself, Ash, above just being nervous because it's a new season, are you questioning your ability because you truly don't have what it takes? Or are you questioning yourself because your brain is fried? because you spend 2 hours a day scrolling on all the apps, watching people dance, make matcha tea, and give all the tips, tricks, and knowledge on how to stay relevant in a 10-second video, right? A lot of you are working on things that are life-changing for yourselves and for the people around you. A lot of you are doing some hard work in becoming a better person. You're working your butt off at your jobs and your businesses. But because someone on one of these apps said that you have to do things this way to be happy, you have to create this type of stuff to stay relevant, to make sales, to get followers. You have to do this, this, and that to experience growth and change and happiness in your life. And now you're sitting sideways trying to figure out what you're doing and trying to remember why you even got started chasing your dreams in the first place. I started this show in 2018, and everyone was saying to run a successful podcast, you had to buy ads. You had to buy Facebook ads to promote your show. You have to post 5 times a day on social media, put up 2 episodes a week, and have celebrity guest speakers on your show because that's what people want to listen to. Y'all, I didn't have money for Facebook ads, nor the manpower to post 5 times a day on social media. I didn't have enough to talk about to put up 2 episodes a week, and I certainly didn't know any celebrities. But all I could do was turn on this microphone and do what only I knew how to do. I was making my move. This is season 5 of the Slay Girl Slay podcast. No Facebook ads, no celebrity guests, just me making my move. Make your move this year, sis, and keep making your move, even if everyone else is doing something different, even if it's not cute or trendy or aesthetically pleasing, even if your mind is telling you that you can't do it, even if no one is watching, if you don't get the accolades or the applause that you deserve, with the fear and the anxiety that you may have, even if it's uncomfortable, if you've never done it before, or even if it doesn't make sense, run your play, because that is bold. That is daring. That is having some audacity. Your move, sis. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.